Yes.
If you ask men to know, by whom was this heaven and these creatures and this world created? He will reply that they were created by the Lord, to whose lordship the creation bears witness. Do his unbelief and great wickedness and wrongdoing fit such a confession by him?
Yeah, this is a good question. But you are asking a very bad fellow that, who is the creator? And we say, creator is the creator, the God who created everything. What's happening here? This is a bad guy. He's not supposed to talk like this. Yes.
Do those infamous deeds and that vicious conduct go fitly with such a true confession?
So let's pay attention to the subject. That sexual happening over there maybe confused you. We are talking about one simple stuff, which is your attitude should be relative to you, not your talking. Listen, this bad guy, I ask him who is the God, he explained a very good explanation. The hell with his explanation. We don't need the explanation. We want you to understand and behave accordingly. The guy who doesn't behave accordingly, he believes in love, but he behaved differently. This is not what we are talking. Here, remember, we are talking about your act, what you're doing. His action have given the lie to you. Yes.
His actions have given the lie to his words, so that he has become fit for the awful torment. On the day of resurrection, every hidden thing will be made manifest. Every sinner will be ignominiously exposed by himself.
This is that judgment day you're talking about. In that judgment day, your paper is out. You cannot lie about it, or cheat, or converse, and bring philosophy, blah, blah, blah. What have you done is in your hand. This is what we are talking about. We are not talking about what do you have in your mind. You think it's important what do you have in your mind. I show you, this bad guy, he has a very good explanation about the Creator in his mind. So what? There should be a function related to this information. And that's you behave when you understand that. Yes.
His hands and feet will give evidence and declare his iniquity in the presence of him whose help is sought. His hand will say, I have stolen such and such. His lip will say, I have asked such and such questions.
Asking questions is one of the very bad stuff you do. Remember. Here he goes that, listen, in that judgment day, you are not talking. Your existence is talking. Your hand is talking about the wrong thing you did with your hand. Your mouth will say the wrong things you said, and so on and so on. Yes?
His foot will say, I have gone to things desired. His pudendum will say, I have committed fornication. His eye will say, I have cast amorous glances at things to be.
Excuse me, fornication? What does that mean? The word fornication.
I think the last word.
Yeah, because the Persian is difficult to translate because it's very open and it's talking about the semen and blah, 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 that they don't want to translate. But I don't know the translation came to fornication. Never heard of. Sorry. Okay. I'll check it later.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
His eye will say, I have cast amorous glances at things forbidden. His ear will say, I have gathered evil words. Therefore he is a lie from head to foot, for even his own members give him the lie. Just as in the specious prayers, their fine appearance was proved to be false by the evidence.
That's what they want to talk about. The judgment day. When is the judgment day? You remember I said it should be now. In the judgment day, you will be judged honestly. Means whatever you have done will come out. It's not up to you to over defend yourself or cheat or whatever. Exactly. Like the story I was telling you. And in this story, the guy who is wet still with the semen cannot pretend to be praying. This is the trick. Yes.
Act then in such wise that the action itself, without tongue, will be saying, I testify, and the most explicit declaration.
This is the line. Means remember it always. Therefore, do your deeds so without talking, you are confessing to be honest and follower. That simple, yes.
So that your whole body, limb by limb, O son, will have said, I testify, as regards both good and ill. The slave's walking behind his master is a testimony. I am subject to authority, and this man is my lord. If you have blackened the scroll of your life, repent of the deeds you did formerly. Though your life is past, this moment is its root. Water it with repentance if it lacks moisture. Giving the living water to the root of your life in order that the tree of your life may become verdant. By this, all past are made good. By this, last year's poison is made as sugar.
This is the trick. Listen, when I'm talking about you being bad, I'm talking about yesterday up to now. Now, every moment is the chance of you to change. So, up to yesterday, you were bad. Doesn't matter. Change. Because we say the water of repenting or being changed or being different. That's the water. And that's the water of life which will make everything grow up and everything. Means you need a droplet of water. You need one point of information in your brain that up to yesterday you are not your best. You could be your best tomorrow. So today you should decide to change. Yes.
God has changed your evil deeds in order that what has preceded may become holy piety. O Master, cleave bravely to a repentance of Nazul. Strive earnestly both with body and spirit. Hear from me the description of this repentance of Nazul. You have believed, believe afresh.
Yeah, I know that you are not a believer, but I'm telling you this story again for you to believe at least. This is Tawbah Nasuh. Means what? The explanation of repentance of Nasuh. Because you have to understand the repentance. Why? Because he explained you need it. You have to repent. Because we are full of mistakes. Our background is always full of the stuff that we don't know what we did. And so we have to be ready to change that repentance. گفت ای شه جملگی فرمان تو راست با وجود آفتاب اختر فناست. زهری کرد یا عطارد یا شهاب کو برمون آید پیش آفتاب. گر ز دلق و پوستین بگذشتمی که چنین تخم ملامت کشتمی. قفل کردن بر در حجره چه بود در میان صد خیالی یحسود. دست در کرده درون آب جو هر یکی زیشان کروخ خشک جو. بر من مسکین جفا دارند زن که وفا را شرم می آید ز من. گر نبودی زحمت نامحرمی چند حرفی از وفا با گفتمی. چون جهانی شبهت و اشغال جوست حرف می رانیم ما بیرون پوست. گر تو خود را بشکنی مغزی شدی داستان مغز مغزی بشنوی. جوز را در پوست ها آواز هاست مغز روغن را خود آوازی کجاست. دارد آوازی نه در خورد گوش هست آوازش نهان در گوش دوش. گر نخوش آوازی مغزی بود جرجر آواز غشتی کش نود. جرجر آن زان تحمل میکنی تا که خاموشانه بر مغزی زنی. چندگاهی بی لب و بی گوش شو وانگان چون لب حریف نوش شو. چند گفتی نظم و نثر و راز فاش خواجه یک روز امتحان کن گنگ باش. چند پختی تلخ و تیز و شورگز این یکی بار امتحان شیرین بپز. این یکی را در قیامت زنتباه در کف آید نامه عصیان سیاه. سر سیاه چون نامه های تعزیه فرماسی مدنانو آشیه. جمله فسق و معصیت بود یک سری همچو دارالحرب پر از کافری. آنچنان نامه پلید پر وبال در یمین ناید در آید در شمال. خود همینجا نامه خود را ببین دست چپ را شاید آن یا در یمین. موزی چپ کفش چپ هم در دکان آن چپ دانیش پیش از امتحان. چون نباشی راست میدان که چپی از پیدا نهره شیر و کپی. آن که گل را شاهد و خوشبو کند هر چپی را راست فضل او کند. هر شمالی را یمینی او دهد بحر را مینی او دهد. گر چپی با حضرت او راست باش تا ببینی دست برد لطفاش. تو روا داری که این نامه مهین بگذرد از چپ درآید در یمین. این چنین نامه که پر ظلم و جفاست کی بود خود در خورم در دست راست. زاهدی را یک زنی بود بس قیود هم بود را یک کنیزک همچه بود. زن ز غیرت پاس شوهر داشتی با کنیزک خلوتش نگذاشتی. مدتی زن شد مراقب هر دو را تا کشان فرصت نیفتد در خلا. تا در آمد حکم تقدیر اله عقل حارس خیر سر گشت و تبا. حکم و تقدیرش چه آید بی وقوف عقل کبرت در قمر افتد خسوف. بود در حمام آن زن ناگهان یادش آمد تشت و در خانه بودم. با کنیزک گفت رو این مرغوار تشت سیمین راز خانه ما بیار. آن کنیزک زنده شد چون این شنید که به خواجه این زمان خواهد رسید. خواجه در خانه است و خلوت این زمان. پس دوان شد سوی خانه شادمان. عشق 6 ساله کنیزک را بودین که بیابد خواجه را خلوت چنین. گشت پران جانب خانه شتاف خواجه را در خانه در خلوت بیافت. هر دو عاشق را چنان شهوت رو بود که احتیاط و یاد در بستن نبود. هر دو با هم در خزیدند از نشاط جان به جان پیوست آن دم ز اختلاط. یاد آمد در زمان زن را که من چون فرستادم برا سوی وطن. پنبه در آتش نهادم من به خیش اندر افکندم قج نر را به میش. گل فروش است از سر و بیجان دوید در پی او رفت و چادر میکشید. آن ز عشق جان دوید و این ز بیم. عشق کو و بیم کو فرقی عظیم. سیر عارف هر دمی تا تخت شاه سیر زاهد How do I